Good evening, Vashon, and welcome to the voice of Vashon and Pirate Basketball. Tonight, the Lady Pirates are taking on the Clahoutie Eagles in a league game. And we're about to do the tip-off. I'm John Yates. We're bringing you all the action. Got Ivy Stasic against McKenna Sullivan. And ball over to the Eagles after the tip. Quickly, Sullivan to the hoop, and she's able to score. She's got a nice feed. Pirates lost her and had wide open on offense. Now Ivy Stasic in the front court with, for the Pirates with the ball, given off to Emily Harrington. Harrington, the point guard, freshman point guard for the Pirates. Now Laurel Calhoun gets the ball, takes a long three, rims off, and Elisalo comes up with it for the Eagles. Pirates back on defense now. They are in man-man defense. Eagles working with the ball. Salo with it. Going to give it over to Sullivan. And back to Bailey O'Brien. Now, Eagles working the ball around the arc. Down to 8 seconds on the shot clock. Sullivan with it. Long pass over to O'Brien. Now, ball comes loose. Picked up by Maddie Yeomans for the Pirates. Emily Harrington gets the pass, and she's going to bring it into front court to set up the Pirate offense. Ball comes loose. Whoa. Yeomans almost lost it out of bounds, but gets back over to Calhoun. Pirates working around the top of the arc with the ball, looking for a seam, but the Eagles not giving them anything at this point in time. Calhoun with it over to Stasic. Stasic inside to Liv Ormseth. Now a three ball from Maddie Yeomans, and Maddie Yeomans is away out after she got the ball back from Ormseth down low in the post. 3-2 Pirates. Now Salo with the ball. Comes loose. Picked up by Calhoun for the Pirates. Over to Harrington. Harrington's going to set up the offense for the Pirates. Inside high post to Ormseth. Over to Stasic. Stasic takes a three, misses from the far side corner. Eagles on the rebound. Going to bring it up the floor. Salo with the ball. And she's looking for a little help. Finally gets it over to O'Brien. O'Brien rotates around to Sullivan. Sullivan is just freshman herself into the key. Misses the shot. Ormseth for the Pirates gets the rebound. Now we have Harrington with the ball. Pirates quickly in the front court with it. Over to Calhoun. Calhoun around Sullivan. And as she goes into the hoop, she gets bumped and knocked out of bounds by Sullivan. Thought a foul was going to be called, but no. Sullivan or Calhoun went out of bounds. And so over on the turnover to the Eagles. Salo into front court with the ball now. And working with it. Not doing too much. Just kind of eyeballing the Pirate defense. And down low to Ella Salo, and Salo back to Sullivan. Sullivan going to take three. He's going to miss everything. Ball rims off, and Cheyenne Kilmer comes up with it for the Eagles. And then we're going to have a foul on the floor. Looks like it's going against Ormseth for the Pirates. Yeoman's off the floor, and Zoe Nowicki is in for the Pirates. Calhoun will inbound for the Pirates. Oh, I guess it's on the Eagles. That last foul, they called 12. I thought it was Ormseth. Now we have something's happened. Pirates turned the ball over. Not really sure what went on there, but Eagles will inbound. Bailey O'Brien will do the honors, and she inbounds to Ella Salo. Salo over to Paige Spandler. I think I had Salo and Spandler mixed up. Now Spandler takes a three, misses, rebound, knocked away by Ormseth and out of bounds. So it's 5:22 to go in the first period. Pirates are up 3-2. O'Brien will inbound again. She's long inlet, but knocked away by Harrington, picked up by Sullivan for the Eagles. Sullivan with the ball, working against Laurel Calhoun. Now we're going to have Spandler going to the hoop. Check that. It was Bailey O'Brien going to the hoop for the Eagles. Foul against the Pirates. Going to go against Nowicki for the Pirates. And O'Brien is going to get two free throws. Pirate lead 3-2. O'Brien's first one halfway down, pops out, so no good. Lining up the second of her two free throws, Bailey O'Brien. Falls away, and that ball hits the back iron and falls through. So 3-3 tie now with 5:14 to go in the first quarter. Laurel Calhoun will inbound against full court pressure by the Eagles. Emily Harrington breaks the pressure and gets the pass off to Ormseth. Ormseth over the key, over to Stasic. Well, almost threw the ball away, but Stasic able to save it. Now Calhoun with it down the left seam, over to Nowicki, back out to Stasic. Stasic, three, misses everything. Just going to go out of bounds and over to the Eagles. So in the early going, Game is tied 3-3. Pirates back off. Sullivan will have a clear floor to bring it up into the front court. Get a little instruction from the coach there on the sideline. Now over to Kilmer. Kilmer over to Sullivan. Sullivan trying to find the left seam. Going to kick it over to O'Brien. O'Brien, three ball. Misses. Liv Ormseth on the rebound. Gives it off to Harrington. Harrington going to bring it into front court. Working against O'Brien. Over to Laurel Calhoun. Calhoun on the near side wing. And Calhoun buries. Oh, it was a long two. Her foot must have been on the line because it looked like she was beyond the arc. 5-3 Pirates. Now down low to Sallow. Ball comes loose. Picked up by Laurel Calhoun. Calhoun, one person to beat, going up the floor and bakes it off the glass. Scores, but oh, they call it for traveling. As Laurel Calhoun took it the length of the floor and she tried to stop to let the defense go by, just drug her pivot foot. And so now quickly, Nowicki off and Yeoman back in for the Pirates. Sullivan going to bring it into front court. Almost 4 minutes gone in the first quarter here. The Pirates are leading 5-3. Now a steal by Ormseth, knocked away, picked up by both Stasek and Yeoman. But Harrington's going to bring it up the floor for the Pirates. Now Harrington into the key is going to throw up a shot of her own. And we takes off. She misses, but she is going to the line for two as that foul is going to go against Bailey O'Brien. O'Brien's first foul. Harrington's shot. Emily buries it, giving the Pirates a 6-3 lead. Now going to get some subs in for the Eagles. Got Autumn Corey coming in for the Eagles. And Emily Harrington hits both for the Pirates. So 7-3 Pirate lead here. Sullivan quickly up the floor to O'Brien. O'Brien back to Sullivan. Sullivan thought three, but nothing doing so. Giving it over to McKenna Lueck, who's in the game for the Eagles. Now, Sullivan gets the ball. He's going to take a three off the back glass and banks it home from directly out from the basket. Now, Pirates up 7-6. Emily Harrington quickly up the floor for the Pirates. Bounce pass into Ormseth. Ormseth partially blocked by Cheyenne Kilmer. Has took the shot, but they call the foul on Kilmer. So Ormseth going to the line for two free throws. And Liv, just a junior, back in the program after taking a year off, has done a really nice job. Hits her first free throw. Give the Pirates an 8-6 lead. Liv now lining up her second shot. A little bit off the front iron, but oh, Ivy Stasek almost had the rebound for the Pirates, but kicks over to Corey for the Eagles. Quickly over to O'Brien. O'Brien takes a shot, partially blocked by either Yeomans or Harrington. Picked up by Ormseth. Now ball is knocked away from Harrington out of bounds. I think it stays with the Pirates. So Laurel Calhoun will inbound from the backcourt sideline against the full backcourt pressure by the Eagles. Into Harrington. Harrington and Sullivan. Sullivan partially blocked the inbound pass, and Harrington and Sullivan got tied up. I think the possession stays with the Pirates. And now, Laurel Calhoun inbounding for the Pirates into Emily Harrington. Harrington with O'Brien and Sullivan right on her immediately, and O'Brien reaches in and gets called for the foul on the Eagles. So, possession stays with the Pirates. Eagles still sticking with the full backcourt pressures. It's worked okay so far. I haven't had any steals, but they certainly are delaying the Pirates getting up the floor. And now we have the ball inbounded by Laurel Calhoun, batted away by Sullivan. Calhoun came into the floor. She was able to get the pushback, and Pirates bring it up the floor, but the ball gets knocked away off one of the Pirates out of bounds. So Pirates having a little bit of trouble getting the inbound pass in through the tough Eagle defense, but still leading 8-6 with 2:45 to go in the first quarter. Now, down low to Corey, working against Stasek, tries to go baseline, and we're going to have a foul on the floor, either, I'm not sure, Harrington or Stasek. It's going against Ivy Stasek, so that's her first foul of the game. And O'Brien will inbound, as no shot was being taken. So Bailey O'Brien throws the ball out of bounds. She was intending it for Autumn Corey, but Corey not able to handle it. So now Calhoun will bring it out again. Pirates full backcourt pressure by the Eagles. And I guess they're going to do this until Pirates are able to get it in. But they do that time quickly up the floor. Oh, Stasek tries a cross-court pass to Yeomans, but picked off by Lueck for the Eagles. Over to Sullivan. Sullivan bringing the ball up the floor into Lueck. Lueck tries to go to Corey, but knocked away by the Pirates. However, Bailey O'Brien's there to pick it up. O'Brien going to give it back to Sullivan. Sullivan now into the key and throws an errant pass to Lueck and out of bounds, so that'll go to the Pirates. 2:14 to go. Pirates up 8-6. So with that, we're going to get a timeout on the floor taken by the Pirates. Full timeout, it looks like. So Coach Zelda Porter got the Pirates looking pretty good this year. Zelda's second year coaching, I believe, and she has transformed this team. They're tough on the floor. They won 4 games so far. She has a young team. Only one senior on the team for the Pirates. Actually, no seniors on the team. 3 juniors. All the rest are all freshmen and sophomores. So Zelda's coaching them up, doing a great job. And so with that, we also have the Pirate Band here tonight. Chosen not to play during the timeout. A pretty decent crowd for a Thursday night league game here at Vashon High School. And the boys won earlier tonight, 53-32. Pirates boys were down 16-9 about halfway through the fourth quarter and came roaring back and actually ultimately won 53-32. So good win by the Pirate boys tonight. Put some, I think, 4 league wins and 1 loss now. Pirates having trouble getting the ball in the floor inbound again after the timeout. And now we have ball coming loose. Picked up by Madeline Yeomans as she stepped on the end line, so that ball is going to be turned over to the Eagles. So Coach Porter trying to figure out what to do about this backcourt press by the Eagles. Now Sullivan with the ball for the Eagles. She inbounds to Bailey O'Brien. O'Brien takes a long two, misses, rebounded by Corey on the backside for the Eagles. Corey with the ball working against Stasek, has to give it off to Sullivan. Sullivan now over to Lueck. Lueck sinks three, but Emily Harrington's right there to keep her in check. Eagles working it around now. And Sullivan hits a three. So McKenna Sullivan for the Eagles puts the Eagles in the lead, 9-8. Inbounding now, Yeomans into Harrington. Harrington ball fake on O'Brien, quickly up the floor with it. And down the middle of the key, up off the glass. And as she went in, doesn't make the delay. It is going to the line for 2 shots. And that's going against Corey for the Eagles. So nice job by Emily Harrington bringing up the floor. Had an open lane right down the middle of the key, and she went up to make the lay-in, gets fouled. So Emily's first free throw, and she buries it, tying the game with 1:30 to go in the first quarter, 9-9. Now onto the floor for the Eagles. We have Lucy Taylor and Myla Hurst. Harrington misses the second of her 2 free throws, almost picked up by Stasek on the rebound. Over to O'Brien, quickly up the floor to Lueck. Lueck into the key and throws up a shot and kind of crashes into Harrington, but Harrington doesn't get called for the foul, just for the block, and so the ball stays with the Eagle. O'Brien inbounds to Lueck. Over to Corey. Corey with the ball, going to give it off to Myla Hurst, and Hurst with the ball, we're going to get a timeout on the floor taken by the Eagles as because Eagles coach didn't like what the setup was. And there we go. There's the Pirate Band playing. So 1:14 to go in the first quarter. It's all tied at 9. The Pirates only have 2 fouls called against them so far, while the Eagles have 4. They're not showing the player fouls. I don't know why, but so I don't know who has the fouls for either team. But you're hearing all the action on the Voice of Vashon. So thank you, everyone, for listening. And come on out and see the Pirates. In a couple of nights, we won't have the opportunity at the Pirate Gym because they'll be up in Chimicum playing the combination of Port Townsend High School and Chimicum High School, now called East Jefferson. After the timeout, Eagles will inbound the ball, working with it. Got Hurst with the ball. calling out the offense up high and going to have a shot clock violation going against the Eagles as there was only about 15 seconds left on the shot clock when the coach called the timeout. Now we're going to get the backcourt press. Harrington will take it out on the sideline for the Pirates. Over to Calhoun. Inbounds it easily that time as Laurel was free. Now passes the floor to Yeomans down low to Liv Ormseth over to Stasek. Stasek, three ball, near side corner. Miss O'Brien on the backside rebound for the Eagles. Bringing it up the floor over to Lewick down in the corner. Back to O'Brien. O'Brien thought three but doesn't take it. Now Lewick with the ball over to Corey. Corey working against Stasek, but Ivy giving her nothing down there in the low post. Hurst tries dribbling to keep ball. Comes loose, picked up by Stasek for the Pirates. Now over to Harrington. Harrington into front court with the ball. Going to rotate around. Now we're going to get a timeout taken by Coach Zelda Porter of the Pirates. So with 23.7 seconds to go and 23 seconds on the shot clock, 0.7 differential. I think Zelda wants to work for one last shot before you start the second quarter. And we got a good turnout in the gym tonight for the Pirate basketball game. Had a good turnout for the boys, you know, a good turnout for the girls. Glad to see everybody wanting to stay or come to see both teams play. And after the timeout, Emily Harrington will take the ball out on the sideline in the front court. Harrington calls out the play, inbounds to Stasek, now gives it off to Harrington on a bounce pass. Harrington to the hoop and able to score. Emily Harrington on a nice feed by Ivy Stasek. Now scores for the Pirates. Eagles quickly up the floor. Hurst with the ball, looking inside, but goes over to O'Brien. Now O'Brien over to Corey. Corey from the low post tries to score, but misses. Rebound backside to Harrington. Quickly up the floor to Laurel Calhoun. Calhoun had an open look at the basket as time ran out, but missed the shot. So as we go to the second quarter, Pirates leading 11-9. Nice quarter by the Pirates. Emily Harrington looked good, just a freshman. Leading from the point, setting up the offense. Has her big post players, Ivy Stasek and Liv Ormseth, who are good rebounders for the Pirates. Laurel Calhoun and Madeline Yeomans out on the wing with some nice shooting. Yeomans with an early three, setting up the Pirates to score early. And as we head into the second quarter, got the band playing. Nice evening here. Still time to come out and see the Lady Pirates play with three quarters left to go in the game. So if you can't come out, always listen to the voice of Vashon, KVSH 101.9 on the FM dial and worldwide on the web at voiceofvashon.org. Here we are. We're going to start the second quarter out on the floor for the Pirates, the starters, Harrington, Calhoun, Ormseth, Stasek, and Yeoman. Eagles are back out on the floor. Pirates will start with the ball. Harrington will inbound at midcourt. She gets the ball from the official and calls out the play. Ball into Yeomans. Now back to Ormseth in the front court. Over to Calhoun. Open 15-footer. Calhoun buries it for the Pirates, giving them the four-point lead. Laurel Calhoun with a nice feed from Madeline Yeomans. Scores for the Pirates now. Inside. Lucy Taylor is in for the Eagles. Ball comes loose. Also, Sage Caldwell in for the Eagles. Ball comes loose. Turns over to the Pirates. Emily Harrington is going to inbound. And gets full backcourt pressure by the Eagles again. Ball comes in to Calhoun. Calhoun up the floor. McKenna Sullivan working against the defense. And now Sullivan steals the ball from Calhoun quickly up the court, misses the lay-in. Rebound picked up by Harrington, and now Harrington gives a nice feed to Liv Ormseth, cutting the basket. Ormseth able to lay it in and gets fouled, going to the line for her and-one shot. Pirates take a 15-9 lead. I think that foul went against. Not sure which one of the Eagles it went against. Eagles now with five team fouls. Ormseth hits her and one, giving the Pirates a 16-9 lead with 7:20 to go in the second quarter. Now, ball quickly over to Sullivan. Back to Paige O'Brien, or excuse me, Paige Spandler, and Spandler gets the ball knocked away off one of the Eagles out of bounds. So Pirates will get the possession. Again, Eagles continue to give backcourt pressure. Harrington will inbound, finds Calhoun on the feed, gets it back, and now we get a foul on Lewick as Emily Harrington got the ball back, and Lewick fouled her in the backcourt. So 16 foul now against the Eagles with 7:05 to go in the second period. Second period. Harrington with the ball now. With the ball. Gets the feed back to Ivy Stasek now. High post, Liv Wormseth over to Yeomans. Near side wing. Back to Harrington. Harrington into the basket. Takes a running 10-footer. And Emily Harrington banks it in, giving the Pirates an 18-9 lead. 6:40 to go in the second quarter now. Sullivan with the ball. Over to Luke. Luke, high post to Lucy Taylor, but as Taylor gets the feed, she gets fouled by Liv Wormseth. So that's going to be the third team foul on the Pirates. Going to get some subs into the game for the Pirates now. Got Zoe Nowicki back into the game, along with Cecilia Gunther. We get Stasek out and Calhoun out. And now on the inbound pass, got the Eagles missing the shot, but going to the line for two as one of the Pirates fouled. And that was going quickly against Nowicki, who was just into the game. So this is Paige Caldwell to the line for the Eagles. With some of the ponytails that the girls have, sometimes they hang down past their numbers from the back and you can't really see who it is at the moment. You got to wait for things to clear up, and now Nowicki got the rebound for the Pirates and steps on the end line. And ball stays with the Eagles. Quickly into Cheyenne Kilmer. Kilmer over to Sullivan. Sullivan, ball's knocked away. Picked up by Wormseth. Liv Wormseth quickly up the floor. Four Eagles to beat. Over to Harrington. Harrington with an open 15-footer. Misses and gets her own rebound as she followed it. Good job by Emily to follow that. Now over to Madeline Yeoman. Yeoman's down low to Ormseth. Ormseth ball fake, goes to the hoop and able to score. Ormseth with a nice ball fake, got the defender up in the air, one dribble around and lays it in. So with 6 minutes to go, Pirates up 20-9. Have Paige Spandler working with the ball for the Eagles. Madeline Yeoman's right on her. Over to Lewick. Lewick down low to Sullivan. McKenna takes a long three, misses everything, but on the backside, Paige Spandler is there to receive the pass that missed everything, the shot that missed everything, and able to lay it in. So 20-11 now, Pirates up 9. Emily Harrington with the ball, crosses over and brings the ball into front court. Lewick working against her. Now we got Emily Harrington trying to go quickly into the key, but as the Eagle defense collapsed on her, she had to pass it out. And before she did, she tried to stop, drugged her pivot foot, so it gets called for the traveling call. 5:27 now to go. Second quarter. Got Spandler into the front court. High post to Cheyenne Kilmer. Kilmer with a nice drive to the basket down the left seam, but misses the lay-in. Pirates on the rebound. Emily Harrington quickly up the floor over to Madeline Yeoman. Yeoman, far side wing, down low to Nowicki in the corner. Back out to Gunther. Gunther with it. Pirates rotating around the arc. Emily Harrington with a ball fake. Ball comes loose, picked up by Kilmer for the Eagles. Cheyenne with it over to McKenna Sullivan. Sullivan over to O'Brien, and Bailey O'Brien takes a long three. Misses everything out of bounds, so should go over to the Pirates with 4:46 to go. Pirates still up 9. Harrington will inbound, and it comes in to Gunther. That's Cecilia. Gives it back to Harrington. Harrington's going to bring it up the court, in the front court, wide open, over to Madeline Yeoman. Yeoman's going to take a three and banks it home from out on the wing. Madeline Yeoman's with her second three of the game gives the Pirates a 12-point lead. So nice shot by Yeoman there. Pick up the Pirate lead now. High post to Kilmer. Kilmer over to Bailey O'Brien, and O'Brien's going to get called for the travel as she tried to take pass the ball, but as the Pirate defense collapsed on her, she had nowhere to go, so she ends up traveling. Calhoun will inbound now for the Pirates. into Cecily Gunther. Gunther with the ball. Gunther going to bring it up the court, crosses over. Sullivan right on her. The two freshmen both wearing number 3 for their respective teams. And now Gunther into front court with it. Gives it off to Zoe Nowicki. Back to Gunther. Gunther with the ball. Inside to Staza. Staza tries to dribble down, but the defense is too tough. Now over to Gunther. Gunther throws up a shot from the free throw line, gets fouled, so she's going to go to the line for 2 free throws after missing. That's going to go against McKenna Sullivan for the Eagles. Gives the Eagles 17 fouls now, so it'll put the Pirates in the bonus, 1-1. But Gunther gets 2 shots, hits the first of her 2. 24-11 now, Pirates 3:59 to go in the half. Freshman Gunther, one of the number of freshmen on the team. Second shot hits off the front iron, picked up by Sullivan for the Eagles, and quickly up the floor to Paige Spandler. Spandler is able to easily score on the lay-in. Now, Laurel Calhoun inbound. Oh, bad pass over to Sullivan. Sullivan gets an easy lay-in on that one, too, as she was trying to go to Ivy Stasek. Calhoun inbounds to Stasek. This time it works. 24-15 as the Eagles score 2 quick baskets, cutting the Pirate lead to 9. Laurel Calhoun quick with the floor to Nowicki. Nowicki going to give it off to Gunther. Gunther going to take a 3, long shot, rims high, and Stasek there for the rebound, but we're going to have I think Ivy knocked it out of bounds. She was right there in traffic with the Eagles. And no, they call it off the Eagles, so it stays with the Pirates in the front court with 3:19 to go in the half. Inbound to Yeomans now. Yeomans quickly out to Gunther. Gunther had an opportunity to move into the key and maybe dish off a good pass, but didn't take it. So now Gunther does take it and runs in, floating 15-footer, misses, rebounded by the Eagles. And as they rebounded, I think one of the Eagles stepped on the end line and out of bounds, so it's going to stay with the Pirates on the turnover. Ivy Stasek will inbound now. Gets it into Cecilia Gunther. Gunther over to Yeoman. Yeoman's rotates out high on the arc to Laurel Calhoun. Calhoun, looking for a little help, has nowhere to go, going to give it back to Yeoman. Over to Nowicki, down to the corner. And Pirates working with the ball. Still plenty of time on the shot clock. Pirates aren't going anywhere. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Now Laurel Calhoun makes moves to the basket. Nothing there, so gives it off Stasek. Stasek in traffic gives it back to Calhoun. Calhoun, long 3. Ball comes off. Picked up by Kilmer for the Eagles. Kilmer quickly up the floor, going to give it off to O'Brien and back to Sullivan. Sullivan, open 3, doesn't take it, going to pass it off to Spandler. Spandler throws up a 15-footer, misses. Nowicki on the rebound for the Pirates, and now it's tied up by O'Brien, so we're going to have a jump ball. And possession is with the Eagles. Now we're going to get Yeomans off the floor, Harrington back in, Nowicki off, and Liv Ormsted back in for the Pirates. So Gunther stays on along with Ivy Stasek and Laurel Calhoun. Get a timeout on the floor now. Taken by 30-second timeout taken by the Eagles. So it gives opportunity for the Pirate Band to play. And with 2:24 left in the second quarter, the Pirates are up 24-15. Good start for the Pirates and Zelda Porter's team. Not sure who the leading scorers are, but I'd say it has to be Emily Harrington. Probably is leading the charge at this point. Freshman point guard doing a good job for Vashon. And now after the timeout, the Eagles back on the floor. Pirates back on the floor. O'Brien will inbound for Klahalia. And inbounds it to Ellis Salo. Salo has the ball come loose, kind of tied up by Gunther. Now we're going to have a jump ball. Should stay with the Pirates. Eagles had the last possession, and it does. So Emily Harrington now will inbound the ball for Vashon. He gets full backcourt pressure again, and Calhoun comes free, receives the inbound pass. She'll bring it all the way to front court, quickly up the floor to Gunther. Gunther now looking for low post with Ormseth. Gives it off Stasek, and back to Calhoun. Calhoun with a 3 from out on top of the arc, banks it home. 27-15 now. Pirates with under 2 minutes to go in the half. Sullivan with the ball for the Eagles. Going to give it off to O'Brien. Down low to Horan. Horan loses the handle, picked up by Laurel Calhoun. Now a pass comes to Emily Harrington. Harrington in front court, quickly up the floor with it. Almost loses the handle, does lose the handle, picked up by Spandler. Spandler, long pass up the floor to O'Brien. And the ball comes loose and out of bounds, and so it should go to the Pirates on that. I'm not sure what happened there, but it looks like O'Brien was out of bounds, but the ball must have stayed inbounds. Picked up by the Eagles, shot, missed, rebound by Ormseth. Now Harrington into front court with the ball down the left seam of the key, throws it up off the glass, and as she goes in, she's going to get fouled, and the foul is going to go against Kilmer. So Cheyenne Kilmer gets called for the foul. Emily Harrington will take her first of her two free throws. Buries the first one. Minute 18 to go in the half. 28-15 Pirates. So referees saying one shot left. Everybody be ready. Harrington gets the ball back and takes her second free throw. Rims off too hard off the back iron. Rebound by Sallow for the Eagles. Quick up the floor to Sullivan. Sullivan down low to Spandler. And down low to Sallow, blocked by Ivy Stasek. She tried to go to the hoop. Quick up the floor for the Pirates. Gunther with the ball. Goes through and misses off the glass. Picked up by O'Brien. O'Brien quick up the floor to Spandler. Spandler off to Sullivan. Sullivan's going to have to set up the offense. Couldn't quite get the Pirate defense back on its heels as the Pirates hustled up floor now. One of the Eagles goes to the hoop, misses everything, but Spandler there on the backside is able to pick it up and bank it home. So 28-17 now, 35 seconds to go in the half. Inbound by the Pirates to Ormseth. Ormseth's going to bring it up the floor as none of the Eagles are going to collapse on it. Quickly over to Calhoun. Back to Stasek. Stasek's going to take a three. Rims off. Ball picked up by as Ormseth and Chandler were hustling for it. Ball goes out of bounds off Ormseth's knee. So Eagles will get the ball with 21 seconds to go. Shot clock is off. Sullivan into front court. Going to give it off to O'Brien. O'Brien down low to Sallow. Sallow back to O'Brien. O'Brien going to take three. Going to be short. Picked up by Harrington. Harrington quickly before 7 seconds to go in the half. Harrington pulls up. Tries to bounce pass to Ivy Stasek in the low post, but knocked out of bounds by one of the Eagles with 3.4 seconds to go. Harrington's going to inbound to Stasek. Stasek over to Gunther. Gunther's going to run out of time to shoot. Oh, and as time runs out, the Pirates don't get the shot off because I think they kind of lost what time was on the clock. So as we end the first half, the Pirates have the lead 28-17. And with that, folks, I'm going to take a quick break as you're listening to the Voice of Vashon. Appreciate everything that they do for Pirate basketball. And we'll be back in about 9 minutes to bring you the second half. Remember, go Pirates. Welcome back to the Voice of Vashon and Pirate basketball, everyone. As we head into the second half, the Vashon Pirates are leading 28-17. With the start of the second quarter, the Clahowee Eagles will start with the ball on the floor for Vashon. We've got Ivy Stasek, Lynn Ormseth, Madeline Yeoman, Emily Harrington, and Laurel Calhoun. Eagles inbound the ball. Pirates are not going to contest it until they get into the front court now. Sullivan with the ball. Sullivan into the key, and as she goes in, she travels. Yeah. McKenna there. She dribbled into the key, had a nice move, but then as she tried to go for the shot, she drug that last foot just a little bit too far and gets called for traveling. Pirates inbound, knocked away by the Eagle, and we'll have a do-over. So Harrington will inbound for Vashon against backcourt pressure by the Eagles. Over to Laurel Calhoun. Calhoun quickly up the floor with the ball, crosses over, gives it back to Harrington. Harrington stutter-stepped as she went to pass and gets called for the travel. So now two quick turnovers, two traveling calls, one on each team. And one second, folks. Clear the fouls. And Eagles working with the ball. That Spandler hitting about a 14-footer there as that's the first score of the second half. And now we have Quicklin for foul going against Cheyenne Kilmer as Liv Ormseth was bringing the ball up for the Pirates. So Harrington now will inbound for Vashon. And Emily looking for a little help there. Finally gets into Ormseth. Ormseth on the run, picks up the ball, trying to take it all the way to the hoop, though. Wow, knocked around by one of the Eagles over to Stazek. Stazek, 14-footer, misses the shot. And now O'Brien with the ball, working against Ormseth. The Liv cuts her off on the baseline over to Corey. Corey takes a 15-footer, and she hits it. So quickly, the Eagles back to within seven as they have all the early scoring here. Inbound to Ormseth, quickly up to Stazek. Stazek working at Salo all the way to the hoop. Misses the lay-in, and Corey gets it, but stolen by Ormseth. Ormseth with the ball now over to Calhoun. Calhoun takes a three. Long ball off the back iron, picked up by Stazek and controlled by Ormseth. Now, Madeline Yeomans with the ball. The Pirates work the offense. Harrington ball fake into the key, up off the glass, misses, but Stazek right there on the rebound, backside to put it back in. Pirates take a 9-point lead again, 30-21. Quickly up the floor. O'Brien working with the ball over to Spandler. Spandler to Sullivan, near side wing. Down low to Salo. Salo in the short corner gives it back to Sullivan. Eagles just working the arc, trying to find something, but Pirates defense giving them nothing. And now ball knocked out of bounds by Yeomans, but 11 seconds left on the shot clock. Eagles will maintain the possession. But good defense by the Lady Pirates, as they were shutting down the Eagles there, giving them nothing. O'Brien, the inbound, does so to Spandler. Spandler now going to back out, give herself a little distance to the Pirate defense. Quickly over to O'Brien. O'Brien takes a three, misses, and knocked out of bounds by the Eagles, so the Pirates will get the ball. Emily Harrington will do the honors, inbounding, and gets full backcourt pressure again by the Eagles. They love doing this now. Quickly into Liv Ormseth. Ormseth is wide open. Take the inbound pass, and she's going to dribble up the floor herself, crosses over into front court. Corey right on her for the Eagles. But now over to Harrington. Harrington back pass. Sullivan picks it up to Kenneth Sullivan all the way to the hoop, and she goes up. She gets fouled by Harrington going in. Emily wasn't going to let her have the shot, but had to foul her to keep her from scoring. So the Kenneth Sullivan going to the line for two for the Eagles with 5:37 to go in the third quarter. So Sullivan now will get the first for two free throws. Ball is away and halfway down the hoop, but bounces out as it sort of pinballed around the iron there. Now gets back, second ball, misses that one as well. As the ball came down, Madeline Yeomans was right there, but I guess lost the handle and out of bounds. So the Eagles get the possession. O'Brien will inbound for Klahowia into Spandler. Spandler quickly over to Corey. Long pass over to O'Brien, but Yeomans cuts her off as she wanted to go to the hoop. Now, Eagles working around top of the arc with the ball. Spandler throws up a wild shot, misses, rebounds. Oh, Stazek, it comes loose, picked up by O'Brien for the Eagles. Over to Sullivan, rotating around the arc. The Eagles with the ball. They have controlled the tempo for most of this third period here. Now, Spandler tries to go in the key, but cut off by Harrington. Gives it off to O'Brien. And O'Brien wanted a shot from the free throw line, but Liv Ormseth won't give it to her. Now, rotating around, Spandler takes a three, misses, picked up by Calhoun. Calhoun quickly up the floor there. O'Brien right with her, crosses over and comes up to the top of the key, going to set up the offense. Now, Yeomans takes a three-pointer, misses everything, out of bounds. So, Eagles going to get the ball. 30-21, Pirates lead. Now we're going to get her into the game, and Yeomans will be out. Calhoun, Stazek, Ormseth, and Harrington stay in. Eagles with the ball. Spandler going to bring it into front court. Going to set up the offense as Sage Caldwell is there for the Eagles as well. Over to Corey. Corey to Caldwell. Caldwell up off the glass. Misses. Stazek on the rebound for the rebound. Ormseth quickly up the floor to Gunther. Gunther now crosses over, nowhere to go, so gives it back to Ormseth. Now gets the ball back, takes a 15-footer, rims off, rebound. That's Caldwell for the Eagles. Now over to O'Brien. Sullivan with the ball back, over to Spandler. Spandler going to get a wide-open three from the near corner. Ball comes off and knocked out of bounds by Caldwell. And now into the game for the Pirates. And the Wiki comes in and Stasek comes off. Harrington will inbound. And she needs a little bit of help because there's nobody there. And finally gets it into Ormseth. Actually, O'Brien blocks it, knocks it out of bounds. Probably lucky for the Pirates as they were getting close to the five-second rule. As Harrington had nowhere to go with the inbound pass. Finally gets it in Gunther the second time around. Stolen by O'Brien as Gunther was going back to Harrington. Now Harrington fouls O'Brien as she went to the hoop. I don't think it's a shooting foul. It's going to be on the floor. Spandler will inbound for the Eagles. Long pass into Corey. Gets Corey cutting down the seam. Corey able to score for the Eagles. Now, Pirates within seven. Bad pass by the Pirates. Pirates playing sloppy in the third quarter. Picked back up by Ormseth on the floor. Ormseth goes in, and if she goes in, we're going to have a foul on the floor going, I think, against Spandler for the Eagles. As Pirates are struggling to get the ball up the floor against the heavy pressure from the Eagles. Still have, a 7-point lead. Ormseth with the ball into Nowicki. Nowicki going to take a shot from the free throw line. Rims off. Picked up by Spandler. Spandler going to bring it up the floor herself. And over to O'Brien. O'Brien passing to Sullivan. Sullivan into Corey. Corey trying to work against Nowicki. Nowicki gives her nothing. Now shot from Sullivan. Rebound Nowicki for the Pirates. Over to Calhoun. Calhoun has to cross over and clear a little distance between her and the Eagles. Going to give it to Harrington, who brings it in the front court. Down low to Gunther. Wow, Nowicki over to Ormseth, and Ormseth on the low block, one step, and is able to score. Nice pass by Zoe Nowicki. Give it to Liv Ormseth. Now, the Pirates, the Eagles working with the ball for in the front court. Spandler with it. He's going to long pass over to O'Brien. O'Brien thought three, but doesn't take it. Now back to Spandler. Spandler's going to take three of her own. Rims off, hard off the back iron, and picked up by O'Brien for the Eagles. Now inside to Corey. Corey gets nothing against the Pirate defense. Back to O'Brien. Eagles just throw the ball in and out of the key, and now we're going to have a whistle on the floor as we have a foul, I think, going against Corey down low. She was trying to clear some space, so Emily Harrington's going to inbound for the Pirates. Against full backcourt pressure by the Eagles again, and now finally, Ormseth comes free, and Liv's going to bring it up the floor herself, working against Corey. Ball comes loose, but Ormseth able to get it back. Now knocked away by Corey out of bounds, but it should stay with the Pirates. Harrington will inbound it from the sideline by the Pirate bench. O'Brien right there on defense now, looking for Ormseth. Finally gets it into Liv. Liv trying to get baseline on Corey, tries to pass to Nowicki, but picked up by Caldwell instead for the Eagles. Over to Sullivan. Sullivan goes to the hoop. Thought she traveled, but doesn't. And as Emily Harrington rebounds on the backside, I think we're going to have the ball stained with the Eagles. Emily had it knocked away, but it went off her leg and out of bounds. So Spandler will inbound from the sideline down in the low corner, just beyond the Eagle bench herself. Now we have Yeomans into the game, Stasek into the game for the Pirates. Liv Ormseth off. Nowicki came off as well. So Harrington, Stasek, Calhoun. Oh, Nowicki still is in the game, and Madeline Yeomans in for the Pirates. Now O'Brien takes a shot from the free throw line. Rebound by Caldwell over to Hurst. Hurst with the ball, going to give it to Sallow. Sallow back to Spandler. Spandler takes a long three, misses. Rebound, Nowicki, going to give it to Harrington. Emily's going to bring it up the floor. And into the front court, over to Nowicki. Ball comes loose over to Stasek. Stasek takes a long two. Rebound by Madeline Yeomans as it comes hard off the back iron. Now Madeline working against Spandler. Over to Harrington. Harrington, as the ball comes loose, Harrington picks it back up now, fighting for recovery. Over to Stasek. Tough Eagle defense. Now Zoe Nowicki takes a shot from about 8 feet out, misses. Spandler picks it up on the backside. Spandler into the key for the Eagles. Over to Hurst. Back to O'Brien. O'Brien goes into the key and up off the glass, scores. So Bailey O'Brien able to get one dribble into the key and throws up a running eight-footer, scores. Now ball comes loose on a bad pass by the Pirates, picked up by Phelan. Long pass up to Florida O'Brien. O'Brien goes in again, and she gets fouled by Emily Harrington on the way to the hoop. I think that's Emily's third foul. So Coach Porter, with a minute to go in the third quarter, is going to have to be conscious of that. And I think we're going to get Cecilia Gunther back into the game for Emily Harrington. Bailey O'Brien's going to go to the line for two shots, and she misses the first. Pirate lead cut down to 7 points now. So get Harrington off, Gunther in, Nowicki off, Ormseth in for the Pirates. Stasic, Yeoman, and Calhoun still in for the Pirates. O'Brien taking her second shot now, and we're going to get a lane violation going against Caldwell for the Eagles. Yeah, at first, nobody knew what was going on, but there was a lane violation, as Caldwell definitely stepped in the lane early on that second shot by O'Brien. Now, ball in the backcourt, comes into Gunther. Gunther fighting hard against O'Brien, and O'Brien over to Liv Ormseth. The Pirates have to get it in front of court. Finally, they do. Liv Ormseth brings it up. Right down the right seam of the key, loses the handle, goes out of bounds, and through the legs of one of the Eagles, but apparently didn't touch because ball goes over to the Eagles on the turnover. 46 seconds to go in the third period. Pirates still up by 7 points. But the Eagles have played very well in this third quarter, and the Pirates have struggled to maintain possession of the ball. Now we have Spandler going baseline against Gunther, but Gunther cuts her off. Back to O'Brien. Back to Spandler. Spandler looking down to 7 seconds on the shot clock. Now we get a shot from the free throw line by Caldwell, and it hits off the front iron, drops through. The Pirate lead down to 5 now. Ball comes into Ormseth. Liv Ormseth quickly up to the front court. 10 seconds to go in the quarter. Over to Stasic. Stasic up. Oh, almost scores, but we're going to have a foul on the floor going against Caldwell. So not into any type of bonus situation yet, as there's only 3 fouls on the Pirates and 2 against the Eagles. So with 7.3 seconds to go, the Pirates are going to have to come up with something quick. Gunther will inbound for Vashon. Over to Yeomans. Yeomans inside to Ormseth. Over to Calhoun. Open shot by Stasic, near side wing. Ivy misses, and as time runs out, the Pirates go into the fourth quarter leading by 5 points. Tough period for the Pirates, as they were up 9 points at the beginning of the quarter, but the Eagles have scored consistently and taken the margin down to 5. So Pirates are going to have to play a better fourth quarter to get this win, as they threw the ball away a lot and had real trouble against the Eagle backcourt pressure, trying to get the ball up the floor and then down at the, when they were in their offense, making bad passes into the key. So Coach Porter trying to get the corrections made and get all the adjustments, letting them know that need to take their time and just make good passes. That's what it'll take. So with that, I just want to thank again Robert Stoke for being in the studio tonight, engineering all the game, coming to you from the Voice of Vashon, KVSH, 101.9 on the FM dial and worldwide on the web at voiceofvashon.org. And we're about to start the fourth quarter. Pirates are out on the floor. Pirate starters, Harrington, Ormseth, Calhoun, Yeomans, and Stasic. Eagles back out on the floor now. They'll start with all but one of their starters. And Harrington into Stasic, back to Harrington. Harrington was going to take it open, 15-footer, misses. This rebound by Salo, and over the back is going to be Ivy Stasic, as that is the fourth team foul on the Pirates. Just 2 seconds gone in the quarter. And we'll get Sullivan inbounding to O'Brien. Sullivan gets the ball right back. She's going to bring the ball up the floor and set up the Eagle offense. Eagles rotating the ball around the top of the arc now, down low to Sullivan. Sullivan, with a little hesitation, move into the key, going to give it off to Hurst. Hurst with the ball fake, throws the ball up, blocked by Stasic, picked up by Kilmer for the Eagles. And now we have inside, and Kilmer's going to get called for traveling, as Stasic stayed right with her and wouldn't give her any ground. Emily Harrington will inbound now. Full backcourt pressure by the Eagles, knocked away by O'Brien, out of bounds, so stays with the Pirates. as they have, as I said, those really struggled to get this ball in against backcourt pressure by the Eagles now. Calhoun comes free. Carrington's looking for a bad pass coming in, picked up by Sullivan. But Ormseth knocks away and quickly live up the floor into the key. Tries to pass it over to Yeomans, but Kilmer's right there to block it. And now we're going to get a foul on Liv Ormseth as she tried to recover the ball. So, no. Check that. That was a foul against the Eagles. Oh, no. They have changed it now. I think the Pirates thought that they got the ball, but it was a foul on Ormseth. So, Sullivan into front court with the ball. Give it off to O'Brien. Rotating around hers back down low to Sullivan, and she was cut through on the low post. Sullivan in the key, going to throw up a 15-footer, and it rims off, and we're going to have rebound knocked away by Ormseth off Sallow. So, nope, they are saying that it did go off Ormseth. So, O'Brien will inbound. She does so to Sallow up off the glass, and ball comes off. Kilmer picks up for the Eagles, and O'Brien steps through the key. She's going to get fouled by Ormseth. So that's quickly. Liv picks up two fouls. So as the player foul indicator is not on the scoreboard, it's going to be have to be careful. Liv and both Emily Harrington, too. Now we're going to have a long three from O'Brien. Rebound, Sullivan. Gets it on the backside over to Hurst. Hurst takes a three of her own, misses. O'Brien picks up the rebound. Bad pass. Emily Harrington back in the game, up off the glass. Harrington misses, but Stasek right there to get the rebound. Takes away by O'Brien. O'Brien out of the scrum into front court with the ball. Long pass over to Hurst. Still a five-point Pirate lead. And ball comes loose. Shot by the Eagles and rebounded by Stasek. Now Harrington fighting for the ball, taken away by Sullivan, and she lost the handle over Sullivan, over to O'Brien. O'Brien goes up for the layup, blocked nicely by Ivy Stasek, who just swats the ball out of bounds. Going to stay with the Eagles. 6:20 to go in the fourth quarter. 5-point Vashon lead, and O'Brien will inbound for the Eagles quickly over to Kilmer. Kilmer scores and gets fouled by Ormseth. I don't think Liv saw her coming down from the backside and blew right past her. Liv just reached out, picks up the foul. So with 6:18 to go, we're going to have Cheyenne Kilmer on the line. It's and one, and Liv Ormseth has picked up her third foul in about the last 2 minutes. So going to have to be careful there. Kilmer takes her and one, hits it, bringing the Eagles within two. Madeline Yeomans now will inbound for the Pirates, and we're going to have a timeout on the floor taken by Coach Porter of Vashon. So she's going to try and get over here and reset the team. As Pirates have only scored about 5 points in this half so far against probably 12 for the Eagles. So 32-30 with 6:17 to go in the game, and you're listening to it all on the voice of Vashon. Pirate Band is playing. Got a good crowd here tonight, and well, it might be too late to come out to the game. Come out next week. The next home game is Friday, January 13th, where the Pirates, not sure who they're taking on, but the girls play at 5:30, the boys at 7. Hope to see you all here, and if you can't be here, you can listen to it on the Voice of Vashon, as we will be bringing you all the home games this season from the Vashon High School gym. And now as the Pirates come out of the timeout, Coach Porter has some final words. We're going to get Gunther, Yeoman, Calhoun, Stasek, and Harrington out on the floor. Pirates have 16 fouls now, so the next will put the Eagles in the bonus. Harrington calls out the play, looking for, and it's going to have having trouble. And unfortunately, there's a five-second call as Harrington had nowhere to go with the ball. The Eagles' backcourt defense stifling the Pirates from being able to get it in. Now O'Brien brings it in into Kilmer. Kilmer able to score easily. Gunther had fallen down, and Kilmer came free and was able to go in. Now game is tied 32-32 with 6:08. Pirates really struggling to get the ball inbounded against the Eagles' backcourt pressure. Comes free. Now Harrington with the ball, and we're going to get another five. Now we get a timeout on the floor taken by Coach Porter as the Pirates just cannot get the ball inbound. Looks like they're running all over, but no direction. And Harrington frustrated that she can't get the ball in. Game now tied. Eagles have made a big comeback as they were down by as many as 9 points at the end of the first half, but have fought back hard with that backcourt pressure that just is stifling the Pirate offense. So Vashon comes back out. Give it another try to inbound from the sideline down near the Flahawee Eagle bench. Harrington will do the honors to inbound. And now she does. She gets it into Calhoun. Calhoun with Sullivan right on her. Crosses over, trying to get it into front court against O'Brien. Now ball comes loose, picked up by Stasek for the Pirates. And Stasek looking for somewhere to go with it. Finally gets it to Harrington. Harrington into the key, throws up a 15-footer, misses. Rebound, Spandler for the Eagles. Spandler going to long pass up the floor to Kilmer. Kilmer wide open. The Eagles take the lead, 32-34. So Harrington will inbound again and gets it into Stasek. Stasek back to Harrington. Emily quickly in the front court with the ball over to Gunther. Gunther now, ball dribbles off her foot, comes loose. Harrington picks it up. Rebound on the missed shot by Corey for the Eagles. Corey quickly up the floor, goes all the way in. Blocked by Stasek, picked up by Stasek, but Ivy steps on the end line. Ball goes over to the Eagles on the turnover. So with 5:17 to go in the game, the Eagles take their first lead since the opening moments of the game. O'Brien will inbound for Klahowia. Emily Harrington inbounds to Corey. Corey misses the lay-in. Rebound by Harrington. We're going to have a foul on the floor going against the Eagles. And I believe that's going to go against Caldwell for the Eagles. Now, ball comes in, stolen by Sullivan, over to O'Brien. O'Brien tries to go to the hoop, blocked by the Pirates, dribbles out of trouble, and going to give it off to Spandler. Spandler with the ball, 5 minutes to go in the game. Pirates down two. O'Brien over to Sullivan. Sullivan looking inside, now we're going to have a travel call against Sullivan. And Pirates will inbound from the side in the backcourt. Harrington will do it. And looking for a little help. And now gets it into Stasek. Stasek's ball comes loose, but Ivy able to pick it back up. And as Ivy tries to give it back to Harrington, knocked away by O'Brien. So Pirates will try and inbound it again. And now they get it into Laurel Calhoun, but Calhoun has it knocked away by Sullivan. Pirates have to be a little bit quicker when the teammate breaks free. Got to get her to the pass right away, but not doing that, waiting too long to throw the ball in. So now, ball comes out again. Harrington into Stasek. Stasek quickly up the floor to Gunther. Ball comes loose off one of the Eagles out of bounds, so it will stay with the Pirates. Boy, Pirates really struggling to control the ball. Eagles just putting heavy pressure on him. Going to get a full timeout taken by Zelda Porter now. With 4:43 to go in the game, Pirates still down two, but really having trouble getting any type of shot off, trying to pass the ball and just getting frustrated. They're panicking. In the panic, they're making bad passes. And the Eagles are able to steal the ball. So Zelda Porter trying to calm her team down, get everyone to just play fundamental basketball, and we'll see in the last 4:43 what happens here. 18 seconds left on the shot clock as the Pirates are still in possession of the ball. But with all the troubles getting it inbound, they have taken about 12 seconds off the 30-second shot clock. So there's timeout in. Both coaches get their teams back out on the floor. We'll see what the Pirates can do with their 18 seconds. Down two. So Emily Harrington will inbound. Nowicki, Gunther, Calhoun, and Stasek in the game. And play is called out quickly into Stasek. Over to Calhoun. Ball knocked away by Solomon, but picked up by Harrington for the Pirates. Now, long pass out to Gunther. Comes loose, knocked away by the Eagles. Quickly, the Spandler picks it up as the Eagles are just everywhere. Hands up, frustrating the Pirate passers. Now, Sullivan with the ball for the Eagles. Long pass back to Sullivan. Sullivan going to take a three. Misses, rebound comes loose, picked up by Sullivan, and is knocked way back into the backcourt. Sullivan is able to track it down. Now, over to Kilmer, high post. Back to Caldwell. Caldwell into the hoop and crashes into two Pirates. I think we're going to get a call going against the Pirates, though, as they were reaching in. Caldwell going to go against, I believe it was on Nowicki. And now we're going to get Liv Ormsted back in the game and Zoe Nowicki out for the Pirates. That was a 17 foul, so it's going to put Sage Caldwell on the line for a 1-1. 4:03 left to go in the game. Pirates have to be sure to really block out here. Caldwell's shot misses, back off the hard off the back iron. Gunther picks it up for the Pirates, going to give it off to Ormsted. Ormsted quickly up the floor. Stasek knocked away partially by the Eagles, but Stasek able to stay with it. Now we're going to get a three from Ivy Stasek, and she buries it. Ivy Stasek gives the Pirates lead, the lead back, 35-34 with 3:40 to go in the game. Eagles working with the ball now. Sullivan, Calhoun right on her. Pirate defense in man-to-man. Going to give it to Spandler. Spandler's going to back way out towards the midpoint line, set up the offense. Now over to Kilmer. Kilmer kicks over to O'Brien. O'Brien, 15-footer, rims off, rebound backside by the Eagles. And now we're going to have a travel as McKenna Sullivan had gotten the rebound, but as she was trying to get the ball away, she was falling and taking steps. So now Pirates will inbound. Pirates inbound it to Gunther. Cecilia with the ball crosses over, trying to get into front court. Finally does. Spandler right on her. Pass to Calhoun. Dangerous pass to Calhoun, able to control it now. In the Stasek, down low post to Ormsted. Ormsted, Eagles immediately collapse on her. Out to Gunther. Gunther with a ball fake and goes in, but I think we're going to have a traveling call, as when she faked, she took a step before dribbling. So Eagles will get the ball with 3:01 to go in the game. Pirate lead 35-34. Gotten exciting, folks. Can the Pirates hold on? Because the Eagles are bringing a lot of pressure. Lots of pressure. The Pirates are frustrated by it. Spandler now into front court with the ball, going to give it off to Sullivan. Back to O'Brien. O'Brien surveys the Pirate defense, tries to go high post to Kilmer. Kilmer's going to give it to Hurst. Hurst is traveling. Hurst has been totally out of control and is... She tries to go around the Eagle. I guess, oh no, now the Pirates do inbound and finally get it back to Harrington. But Harrington with the ball crosses over on Bryant in the front court over to Yeomans. Yeomans mishandles it, maintains possession. Back to Harrington, over to Ivy Stasek. Stasek going to take another three, misses everything. Spandler rebounds it on the backside. Spandler quickly in the front court with the ball over to O'Brien. O'Brien had an open three, but doesn't take it, so going to give it to Kilmer in the high post. Kilmer, Pirates defense backs off. Now she takes one dribble, misses the shot. Rebound, Yeomans for the Pirates. Harrington in the front court, and Harrington's going to give it back to Yeomans, but a bad pass, and Yeomans can't handle it. Out of bounds. Pirates not throwing the ball well, and when they do get the pass, seem to be not looking for it and are mishandling the ball. So what would be an open shot then gives the Eagles a chance to collapse on their defense, on the shooter. All right, Eagles working with the ball now. O'Brien with it out high on the arc, 1:50 to go in the game. Pirates up one. Spandler with it into the key, going to give it off to Corey. Corey back to Sullivan. Sullivan takes three, misses everything, and the ball comes loose and goes out of bounds, so that'll go over to the Pirates with 1:41 to go in the game, and the Pirates with a one-point lead. Harrington will inbound. It's been tough to get it in, but Pirates go. Now she gets it into Ormsted. Ormsted with the ball. Liv, Kilmer right on her, going to dribble around. Kilmer quickly up the floor, crosses over into the key with the ball, and throws an errant pass intercepted by Sullivan. Sullivan, long pass up the floor to Spandler. Spandler lets the defense go by. Ball rims off on the shot. Picked up by Corey. Corey quickly around the arc, down to the low post. Nothing there. Going to give it off to O'Brien out high. Spandler. Spandler's going to calm things down and set up the offense. With 18 seconds to go on the clock right now, Spandler going to take three. Ball rims off. Picked up by Harrington. And we're going to have a foul, I think, against Sullivan on the floor. As she, was going on O'Brien, as she grabbed Emily's arm, trying to get the ball away. So a minute seven to go in the game. 30-second shot clock by the Pirates. Emily Harrington will take the ball out of bounds on the sideline. Calls for the play, and now it comes loose into Gunther. Gunther with the ball. She's going to dribble up Sullivan right on her for the Eagles. Crosses over, trying to get in front court. Crosses over again. Now is in front court. Sets up the offense, trying to go high post to Ormsted. Nothing there. Going to give it to Harrington. Rotates down low to Stasek. Back to Ormsted. Pirates working the ball. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Stasek going to take a three. Rims off. Ball comes loose. Goes out of bounds. And with 43 seconds to go, it's going to go over to the Eagles. Pirate defense will back off, waiting in the front court for Spandler to bring the ball in. 35 seconds to go in the game. Now, Spandler should have been called for carry, but doesn't get the call. Pirates don't get the call. Rotates around to O'Brien. O'Brien tries to go down along the baseline, cut off by Harrington. Now back to Sullivan. Over to Spandler. Spandler's going to throw up a crazy shot, blocked by Ormsted. Over to Kilmer. Kilmer shot misses. Rebound, Stasek. Now, over to Gunther. 13 seconds to go in the game. Gunther quickly up the floor. Crosses over. Off the glass. Misses. Rebound. Stasek puts it back up. Misses. 5 seconds to go in the game. Ball on the floor. Gunther and Sullivan fighting for it. 2.1 seconds. Coach Porter calls a timeout. Don't know who had the possession there. The possession arrow is not on the scoreboard. Wow. What a flurry of events. Pirates with some nice plays at the end there. Just couldn't get the ball in the basket, but are fighting with everything for the possession. Still with a one-point lead. Don't know who has the ball as the possession arrow. I guess the Pirates will have the ball. So the Pirates come out of the timeout. They will have the ball with 2.1 seconds to go and a one-point lead. Harrington will inbound to either Stasek, Ormsted, Yeomans, or Gunther. We'll see what happens, folks. Eagles setting up their defense. Harrington gets the ball from the official inbound to Stasek. Stasek just covers up the ball, and the time runs out. The Pirates are going to get the victory. Nice job getting the ball in the last time. And the Lady Pirates are going to go home with a one-point victory. After leading by about 9 points at halftime and just a tough second half for Vashon, but they pull it out in the end. So that was Ivy Stasek with the game winner three ball from the near corner, and Zelda Porter has another win for her young team. So with that, folks, I think we're going to call it a night from the Vashon High School gym. The Vashon band is here, a good crowd. We thank you for listening to the Voice of Vashon and all the great work they do for our community. I want to thank Dan Schuler and Robert Stokes for always engineering and getting us on the air. And with that, two Pirate victories tonight. Both the boys and the girls take home the win. And remember, folks, listen to the Voice of Vashon and always remember, go Pirates. Thanks for listening. Good night.